Welcome to Globally Speaking, a podcast dedicated to unlocking global understanding. Join us as we engage with experts and innovators who are reshaping the way we connect with global audiences. Whether seeking to refine your approach, wanting to expand your understanding of AI and its role in transcending global communication barriers, or just curious about the intricacies of global content, this podcast promises to enlighten and inspire.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Globally Speaking podcast. I will be your host today, and my name is Cassie Prieto. I am Senior Director of Client Services here at RWS, focused on ensuring operational excellence for some of our largest and most strategic customers located in North America. So today, we are here to discuss how SAI 360 is embracing and adopting AI in the e-learning space and how it's benefiting their customers. I'm really excited to be joined today by Dominique Biliato. Hopefully I pronounced that right, but you can feel free to correct me if I'm wrong. She is the VP of Learning Operations at SAI 360. Welcome, Dami. Super excited to have you. Perhaps we can get started by having you tell us a bit about what SAI 360 does, your role there, and maybe some favorite aspects of what you do.
Thank you, Cassie. I'm so excited to be here today. Yes, you pronounced my name correctly. Hi, everyone. I'm Dominique, also known as Domi. I head up learning operations for SAI 360. SAI 360 integrates GRC software and ethics and compliance learning resources to help organizations increase their ability to identify, manage, and mitigate risk. So in my role, I support the learning division, which focuses on selling ethics and compliance training to organizations globally. So think about, have you ever had to take a anti-harassment course in the workplace or a code of conduct or a trade compliance course? SAI 360 makes and delivers and translates these courses to service customers globally. So a little bit about me. So I never thought I would have a career in the localization industry. I think, like many of us, localization professionals can say. So I grew up in Italy. I lived there until I was about 18 years old, and then I moved to the U.S. for university in the Boston area, and really fell in love with life here. So decided to settle down and start a career here. I started right out of college. I joined a language service provider. I thought it was a great idea to combine my ability to speak multiple languages with my business degree, and kind of fell in love with the localization world and all that was involved in that and the business aspect of it. A couple of years into that, then I joined SAI 360. This was back in 2012. So I've been here for about 12 years, which is crazy. I never thought I would be here this long when I started, but I've been very lucky to have had great opportunities for growth here. I started as a translation project manager back in 2012 and have grown my career and developed my career into my role today, which is to head up learning operations. As part of my role, I wear multiple hats. So I head up our pricing and processes for the learning business. I'm responsible for the learning managed system strategy. And I'm responsible for a lot of our suppliers globally. But what we're here to talk about today is I'm responsible for the translations, the strategy and program for SAI 360. So we've been partnering with RWS for the past 5 years. It's been a very wonderful and exciting journey. Things looked very different and in the early days, about 10, 12 years ago in localization. And I have been very lucky to see how we've shaped up the program here at SAI 360, how it's gone from what it was back then to what it is today. It's very thrilling to see that through. if you ask me what the favorite part of my job was, I always say I really love what I do. This is key for me. I have to like what I do, and I know work isn't always fun, and there's always some more challenging days, but my favorite part of my job is really just working with the people at SA360. We run our day-to-day here embracing our values. We're very customer-centric. We focus on simplicity and efficiency to drive innovation, and we understand the importance of focus and energy to drive initiatives forward. We want to talk a little bit about AI today. I think what's really fun for me is embracing what technology is bringing to us, specifically in the localization world, but really to all the parts of our business, and trying new things, taking risks, and moving the business forward.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thank you so much for taking us through that. And also thank you for your kind words on our partnership. I can say the feeling is truly mutual. And it's really good to hear that a lot of our values here at RWS are aligned to SAI360's customer focus as well. At RWS, we have this concept of unlocking global understanding for our customers and their end users. To us, this means the coming together of cultural understanding, client understanding, and technical understanding in our services and our technology. So I would like to understand what this concept means to you and how SAI360 unlocks global understanding with its customers.
Yeah, so as part of our offering to our customers, we offer a library. We call it a library of courses that are translated into multiple languages. We support over 70 languages today and continue to support more by the day. We have about 15,000 translated courses in our library, and we're very proud of it. But when our customers come to us and say, we need to train our global populations on very important ethics and compliance topics. That's what we do very well. You know, our content needs to be accurate. Our translations need to be legally vetted, legally accurate, and fast. We've been challenged lately with AI and all of that's happening around us with content needing to be created a lot faster than it used to be, translated a lot faster, reaching new markets in terms of new countries or just in terms of speed to market. So that's really what it means to us. And that's what our customers expect of us. We always joke, we have some things we say internally, but we pride ourselves because we need to teach people how to do the right thing in their native language at work. Mm-hmm. And it's very important. And we have different challenges with the remote workplace and the global workplace and new challenges coming our way. So we take a lot of pride into making sure our content is translated well and reaches a global customer base. So we do a little bit of everything. When it comes to training, a lot of what we do is e-learning. So we teach employees via e-learning courses. We've been doing a lot more audio and video. There's been a trend towards people wanting to learn with shorter pieces of content versus having to read long pieces of content. So that's definitely been a trend for us. We also do classroom training for employees that don't have computers. So we do a little bit of everything. And one thing that's been exciting for us in the past 18 months is we've had to reach new countries. So we've added a lot of new languages to our library, such as Kazakh. We just added Gujarati, Mongolian, Somali, just new languages that weren't as popular. We'd never had to do before. are starting to get requested by our customers. So that's been really fun to explore what's happening in those markets and translate our content into new languages.
Yeah, totally makes sense. And speed to market and doing more with less, reaching more markets. These are very common themes we're hearing these days in the age of AI. So it's good to hear what's really important to your customers is aligned with that. Other than those things, what do you see as the hot topics in the translation industry at the moment as it relates specifically to e-learning?
Yeah, so we, you know, we've been challenged with needing to make content faster. And not only that, we've been challenged with new regulations that have come into play. A good example of that is the sexual harassment and topic in terms of how it applies to the virtual global workplace. So what I mean by that is, you know, today every state, not every, but a lot of the countries have different regulation and legislations that need to be covered as it relates to sexual harassment. So we're constantly challenged by updating our content to make sure it is legally accurate, make sure as soon as a regulation comes out that we come out with the right content to service our customers, and then quickly translate that into many languages. And by quickly, sometimes it's a matter of days, right? Like sometimes you just don't have the luxury of time when a new regulation comes out to do things at the normal pace. So we definitely have been challenged with doing things faster, but at the same time, giving our customer the best quality and the best training content to service their needs. Another trend that we've been seeing is, you know, moving to this shorter, we call it micro-learning video type content, which in some cases actually takes longer to produce. But that's what our customers are looking for. People don't want to read through long courses anymore. People want to just watch a quick video and expect to be done and move on with their day. Mm-hmm. So we've been, you know, we've been navigating that. And how do we make videos faster? How do we translate videos faster? What's the right experience for our audience? Do we do subtitles? Do we do voiceover? We've been experimenting with a little bit of AI voiceover and AI videos. So those are definitely the trends we're seeing in e-learning. And we think this is actually going to continue to be the trend. In fact, the industry is getting disrupted with AI, and you know, how do we implement it safely into our processes is what we've been working on.
Yep, great segue into AI and some of the opportunities and risks that you might see with bringing it into your e-learning space. So how have you navigated these so far?
Great question, right? We talk about this a lot. We've talked about this so much this year. So at SA360, we had you know, many goals for ourselves in 2024 as we kicked off our year. And one of the goals that I was giving and that we've been working on this year is how do we incorporate AI into our learning processes and not just translation? How do we look at all aspects of our business to incorporate AI? You know, so we've taken that very seriously and have really reevaluated everything that we do and how we do it, of the systems that we use to do it, the suppliers that we use to do it. So, you know, early in the year, we went through a full review of what does this translation industry offer these days when it comes to AI. There's so many buzzwords. There's so much talk out there about AI translation. So we looked at the market, and we ended up, selecting RWS as our sole supplier. And working with you guys on the Evolve platform. One of our challenges was, you know, how do we do more with less? And how do we do that safely? There's multiple ways to do more with less, but the challenge was how do we make the right decision for our business and don't disrupt it while we may implement these changes. So we've been very successful in partnering with RWS. We feel like we've been able to accomplish to doing more with less without sacrificing quality, which was a big one for us. We've implemented a process where we have a good, healthy mix of AI, as well as having what we call a human in the loop approach, where there's a review process and an ongoing partnership between humans and AI. So that paired with content security and content quality have really been our goals, our goals we've been marching towards this year. We feel like we've done a good job so far doing so.
Well, good. That's great to hear. Can you elaborate any more on maybe how RWS has helped you to overcome some of those risks that you called out and overcome the noise in the market and kind of focus your attention on what's important?
Yeah, so through the Evolve platform, what we really love about it is that we have the option to incorporate AI into our process. But like I was saying earlier, having a human in the loop and paired with proper security and quality evaluations that RWS runs in the background. And I think what we really love about this partnership is that RWS is helping us stay ahead of the AI game. We trust them. We rely on them to do the technical work behind the scenes to stay up to date with the technology, something that we don't, we at SI360 don't have the time to do. So it's great to have someone that we trust that does it for us. And that actually, allows us to focus on some of the other parts of our business that require, more attention, like, the customer facing pieces and internal processes. So having this partnership in place, where we trust that we're going to stay ahead of the game through this new platform was really, a key driver for us.
Good. So speaking of our linguistic AI solution Evolve, can you tell our listeners a little bit more about some of the realized benefits so far?
Yeah. So, I mean, everyone's being asked, by probably your managers and leadership, how do you do more with less? How do you realize cost savings? How do you look at your suppliers and consolidate? And what we've been able to do on our end is with some of the cost savings that we've achieved through utilizing more AI, we've been able to reinvest that in our business and reinvest in some of the growing products or new products that we want to launch to market. So in our space, one of the emerging trends and needs that our customers have been telling us about is the need to train what we call their offline populations. So think about, the manufacturing companies with manufacturing facilities and plant workers that perhaps were not getting any training at all in the past. And there's now a need to train those populations on very important and key topics such as sexual harassment or code of conduct. So we've been able to reinvest some of the savings into building more content for these markets and translating this content into some of the new languages that we've had to do to service these populations. We've seen a lot of organizations open up manufacturing facilities in new countries, and this need has been expanding and will likely keep expanding into the next couple of years. We've actually started to experiment with AI audio and AI video production to be able to service these offline populations better. So think about, you're in a classroom and you have to take some training. You likely want to listen to someone tell you something or train you on something versus having to read a booklet or read some poster. So we've developed a new offline solution called Press Play, which is basically a video these companies can play in their classrooms to train their offline populations, and it's fully self-sufficient. There's no need for a facilitator, and it's been pretty cool to offer this into multiple languages, and again, service some markets that we haven't been able to service in the past.
Great, it's great to hear that you're able to kind of take some of those savings you mentioned from Evolve and reapply them into parts of the business that require or allow more growth. So how have conversations with your customers changed since the AI explosion? And especially when it comes to content, what are they talking about now?
So this has been really interesting to kind of live through in the past year. So we've seen our customers coming to us and asking us, what is SAI 360's position on AI? Meaning, what is SAI 360 doing now that AI is disrupting the market? So we've come up with our own, SAI 360 AI strategy that covers all parts of our business, from content creation to translation services to process efficiencies and how we use AI. We also just recently released a new e-learning course on responsible use of AI. Similar thing, our customers are asking us for training for their employees on how to use AI at work. And in fact, one of the newer trends we've been seeing lately, past 3 to 6 months, is customers are developing their own AI policies internally that they have to follow, and they expect their suppliers to follow. So like all of us, we're all navigating the AI world together. But we've definitely seen a shift in needing to be responsible with AI and needing to have a stance on AI and a continuous learning process to stay ahead of the game.
Yeah, it's really interesting to hear. We've heard a lot about, responsible AI implementation. So the fact that we're now kind of in this time period of developing courses on teaching people how to use AI responsibly, it's very interesting on how this is all going to affect us going forward. So just as a lead behind, we have plenty of the next gen localization professionals listening in. And I just want to see if you have any words of wisdom to share with the people who might be dealing with global audiences as we start to navigate this new world of AI.
Yeah, I will say three things. So number one is, don't be afraid to embrace technology and AI into your workflow. Don't resist the change or you will fall behind. We have this cheesy internal saying at SAI 360, which is see it, say it, fix it. And the meaning of that is, move fast. Don't resist the change. You see something, try it out. If it works, do it at scale. Take the risks, take calculated risks, and move the business forward. Second tip, when you build out new processes, always think about scalability and long-term vision. I think a lot of us in the industry are rebuilding our strategy when it comes to localization. We're thinking about the long term, but at the same time, we don't really know what's going to happen in the future and how this trend is going to continue to change what we do. So what I always think about is, build a 2-year plan. What do I want to be in 2 years? What does the business look like in 2 years? And what does the localization program look like in 2 years? You probably can't think much further than that, but always think about scalability and long-term vision when you think about your processes versus building one-off solutions that are potentially then not going to work in the long run. Mm-hmm. And then the third, so most passionate about, is use your network to compare your localization program. We're all learning together. We're all navigating this new times. Very exciting, but also very scary. We always talk about the localization network being so close, and you know, we always say we always cross paths with each other. So let's use that more, and let's ask each other the questions. How are you using it? What risks are you taking? We're likely all struggling with the same things and thinking about the same things. And we're really all in our AI era over here.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I think that's great advice, leaning on our network to help us. So thank you again, Dami, for joining me here. Today, like, it was great to hear kind of how you walked us through what's important to your customers, how you've implemented AI successfully, how that's helped you kind of reinvest into other pieces of your business and expand. What's important to SAI 360. So I also want to thank the listeners for tuning in today, and stay tuned for the next episode. Thank you.
Thank you.